New Zealand's first ever Vaxathon will take place tomorrow, Super Saturday, the 16th of October, a national day of action that is encouraging every remaining eligible New Zealander to get their shot. We're joined now on Pacific Days by the Minister for Police, the Honourable Opoto Williams for more. Kia ora, and thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Minister.
Yeah, kia ora, and it's always a pleasure.
Well, firstly, Minister, what's the purpose of a Super Saturday vaccination event?
Well, as you know, the higher the vaccination rates, the sooner we'll be able to return to some sense of normality. So the whole idea is really to create a vibe around vaccinations. You know, it's a positive thing. You know, as we said last time we were in the situation, we always talked about the team of 5 million. Well, now it's really about encouraging everybody to play their part, and everybody has got a role to play in helping us to get to a place where we know we stand the best chance against COVID, and that is encouraging either yourself, if you're not vaccinated, your whānau members, your family members, or anybody you know to get out there. But we want to do it with a bit of fun, and we want to do it with a bit of competition too. So, you know, down here in Christchurch, I've been putting out the call to our cookies to say, hey, you know, I see that the Samoans and the Tongans are doing pretty well, and we don't want them to beat us. So, you know, so we want to put Pacific Nation against Pacific Nation to make sure that we have a bit of competition and a bit of fun to bring those rates up.
Yes, and maybe some minus and donuts on offer there will help increase those numbers. Now, Minister, with regards to vaccination rates amongst our Pacific people currently, are you satisfied?
Look, we want our rates to be as high as possible, because the thing with COVID is it finds the unvaccinated, and that's our people. If you are vaccinated, you know, you may still get COVID, but your chances of being hospitalised or getting really seriously ill are absolutely minimised if you're vaccinated. So that's the whole point really about us. Having vaccination, it means we've got immunity against COVID, against the worst impacts of COVID. And if you're not vaccinated, then, you know, your chances of becoming ill are really a whole lot higher. So, you know, we want to really boost our vaccination rates. We want to make it as positive as possible, understanding that there are people in our communities that ask some questions. So we want to also be around tomorrow to answer some of those questions, to make sure that everybody who takes the decision to get vaccinated is doing it, you know, knowing all the questions are answered. They're doing it for the reasons that are really important to them. And at the end of the day, they're also doing it for the reason that it's really important to the rest of the country. Now, I know you guys up in Auckland have been doing it tough for a long time now, and, you know, our hearts go out to you. And we want to support you as much as we can by increasing our vaccination rates too, because if we lift all across the country, that means that we can minimise our restrictions and get back to doing some of the things we need to do, particularly our kids getting back to school, us getting back to church, being able to sing in the choir, you know, do all those things that actually bring us joy. That's the important reason behind lifting the rates.
Now, Minister, what are some of the issues you're seeing as to why, you know, some of the members of our Pacific community don't want to get vaccinated, and what the government is doing about that?
Yeah, look, I have to put in a big plug for my friend and colleague, the Honourable Opoto Williams Seo, who has been doing some sterling work in getting clinicians on Zoom calls to talk to community leaders, so community leaders can then talk to their communities. The issues that come up are things like, you know, is the vaccine safe? How is it that the vaccine was created so quickly when other vaccines and medicines take so long? So those questions are, when you talk to the clinicians and they explain the process of how the development of the vaccines happened across the planet. You know, there were teams of people working in several different countries, several different teams, all working towards the same end to find a vaccine. And normal processes are that you would run trials. You run one trial, then another, and then another, and then another. With this particular Pfizer vaccine, they ran the four trials at the same time, so it really minimised the time that they had in terms of trials. And we know that because MedSafe has approved the vaccine, it is safe to use in New Zealand. But we have all of that evidence that we gathered from those countries that rolled out the vaccine before us. And so we can use the information that they have and really comfort our people that we know it's safe because it's been proven overseas. But unless you ask the question, you're not going to receive that information. So what I've been really supportive of my colleague doing is he's allowed people to ask questions and we can find the answers for them. And then they have all the information that they need to make the decision that they need to make. So that's one of the things that the government has been doing. But you know what? One of my colleagues said to me the other day, you know, the real value is having those one-on-one conversations with people because everyone has something slightly different. It might be that they're a little afraid of needles. So having a one-on-one conversation with somebody, you know, hey, you know, what is it that, you know, I can tell you or I can give you or show you that might help you, you know, overcome your fear? What is it that is troubling you about this? And let's talk about it. Let's be kind and gentle to people and just help them make that decision on behalf of them and their family.
Now, Minister, can you highlight some of the specific vaccination events taking place or where people can go to get vaccinated tomorrow?
Yeah, well, in Christchurch, and I know that you're beaming right down here to us in Christchurch, we've got some big events. The major event for us is the drive-through at Canterbury Arena tomorrow, and we've got the Canterbury rugby team. There'll be a captain's round. There'll be a lot of food. There'll be a lot of music. There'll be lots of celebration. In my patch in Christchurch East here, we've got Nahawefa Marae, and we've got Eastgate Mall, Te Tihi Hapuri Hauora, our vaccination clinic here in Eastgate Mall, and we're going to have bouncy castles, and we're going to have music, and we're going to have giveaways, and I really encourage people to come out and enjoy that. But also at Etu Pacifica, which is one of our Pacific providers here, they've been doing a sterling job. They've got a Tongan drive tomorrow. Not that the Tongans need a drive specifically. We all just get out and support our Pacific providers to deliver. It'll be a drive-through, it'll be a drop-in, and as always with Etu Pacifica, there'll be lots of food, there'll be lots of music, and there'll be lots of dancing. So those are the things that are happening in my patch tomorrow.
Very good. And any details about this Vaxathon event taking place tomorrow as well, Minister?
That's correct. And you'll be able to watch this on TV on 3. I think you'll have to fill me on the other channels that are playing, but I know 3 and Hahano are having a Vaxathon. There'll be lots of celebrities and entertainment, and there'll be running totals of how we're doing. So we want to create the vibe of town against town, and maybe in the context of Pacific village against village, and we want to make sure that people have a look at how their particular towns and regions are going, and then really encourage people to get out and get vaccinated. There'll be live crosses to different parts of the country and different events. So, yeah, we want to create the vibe like the old telethons. Now, you're too young to remember the telethons, but I'm not, and I used to love the way they could really generate a lot of activity and people really getting behind the cause. And it's positive. It's a positive message that we're doing this for ourselves and for each other.
Oh, thank you, Minister, for saying I was young. But yes, I did actually attend telethons back in the day as well as Top Town. So highlighting that golden age back in the 70s and 80s. Yes, 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 very reminiscent. Now, Minister, final message to our Pacific community with regards to Super Saturday tomorrow, the 16th of October.
Well, I just want you to get out there and support all of us. We know we can do this. We can do this. It's positive. It's encouraging. It's affirming. It's so that we can get back to doing the things that we really love doing, joining with each other, celebrating and worshipping with each other, singing, dancing, going back home to our home islands. all of this stuff is possible if we really lift our vaccination rates. So encourage those who haven't been yet or might be a little shy. Just have a nice, gentle conversation with them and get them out tomorrow. And you never know, there's a whole lot of prizes. You could be doing good work and get a bit of fun and get a prize as well.
Very good. The Minister for Police, Honourable Poto Williams, Maitaki Maata, thank you so much for your time.
Manuia.
Manuia.